I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We had a lot of breaking news in hour number one to get to, so we got that out of the way and discussion that goes with it, of course. And a tale of two teams. Did you all watch the Rockets and the Celtics on national TV yesterday, fellas?
I did not. I was at the studio recording it.
Okay.
What time did it come on?
2:30.
Yeah, we started recording for the show at 2:30 in the afternoon. So
okay.
Yeah, I was unable to see it. I watched some highlights from it. I saw some discussions about it. And that's about all I can comment because I didn't get to watch it. But I think it's a good win. It's a road win. But it's a road win against a playoff team that's going in the wrong direction.
I was just going to say.
I wouldn't hang my hat on it for sure. I think next game in Toronto will be a much bigger, better test for them.
Tale of teams going in different directions for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think I agreed with the ESPN guys that were raving about the Rockets' defense, which I didn't see evidently from the same perspective that they did. But I did see a headline coming out of the Chronicle that had very many meanings that I don't think the Chronicle thought about when they called it the Boston D Party.
Oh, no.
Yes, and Jonathan Fagan tweeted it out, and then he started immediately, I think, he was proud of the fact that everybody was jumping on board, but he didn't realize why. And then the more people were tweeting about it, he was like, well, I don't actually write the headlines. I just want to let you people know I just write the column. But the Boston D Party was used yesterday.
Oh, no.
That's fantastic.
Did you watch,
that
Nick?
That is pretty awesome.
I did not see the defense.
No, there was definitely times where they had absolutely poor defense. I mean, there were some moments. I didn't really remember the ESPN broadcast team like raving about it, but I guess they did. I was going back and forth. I was literally going to say what Barry said. I mean, they got to win against a team that's really we don't know how good they're gonna pan out in the Eastern Conference. We just don't know. So I'm not sure if it's an incredibly good win, but they did it without Kenneth Faried. They got a lot of their roster when they've been dealing with a lot of in and outs, like Harden said in the post game interview. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good thing that they're able to at least get most of their roster back, with an exception of Kenneth Faried, and still get a win against, you know, a decent team in the East, at least.
Yeah, you can't control the state of affairs that another team is in. You look at their roster and realize that's a team that most people thought was going back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, the thing that, just real quick, the thing that I take away from it is, one, Kyrie ain't going back to Boston. And two, I think that all that success while he was out last year in the playoffs that really gave confidence to the likes of the young kids, the Terry Rozier's, and all those guys, I think it's gotten to the point where they were like, we did so well without you. And all of a sudden, you've come back, and it's all about you.
Yeah.
And I think that really has ruffled their locker room.
A couple of observations. One, I've noticed that on Sports Sunday, Lanny Fritz talked about this too, but they even talked about, how the Rockets had their lineup basically back together except for Kenneth Faried. Why is everyone excluding Iman Shumpert? He didn't play because of a calf injury. It's just odd to me that we consider the complete lineup with Farid but not Shumpert, when Shumpert was a big move for them. It was supposed to be a big move for
them.
So that's why I say it's telling that I think people look at Shumpert as an afterthought now because of his lack of production and the short time that he's been on the court with the Rockets. So that's just one observation I noticed, that people weren't saying Farid and Shumpert. Everyone's just talking about Farid. Other thing is, you played a Celtics team that's one of four teams in the East that is currently 3-7 over their last 10. The others being the Hornets, the Heat, and the Knicks. That's awful company to be keeping.
Yep.
Awful company to be keeping. Although the East right now, I was looking at the standings and the streaks and all that. Boy, you can definitely tell that the West is playing the East this week, or at least yesterday, because of the top eight teams in the playoffs, there's one team that pretty much everybody's at least lost one game in a row, meaning yesterday's game. Detroit, only team that won their last game. And then everybody in the West in the playoffs at least has one win in a row. So it's literally like the playoff teams just played each other and the East lost across the board. It's insane. No hotter team, though, in the NBA than the Rockets right now.
Five-game
winning streak is the best in the NBA, followed by the Jazz at four, who are also a game and a half behind them in the standing. So they can't shake the Jazz, but they're gaining on the Blazers and the Thunder.
The Blazers are playing really, really well, too. They lost a tough one to the Raptors, but other than that, they were blowing through their East Coast road trip, like you said.
7-3 over
the West. The West establishing themselves again, going as good as you think the East is. There are still teams in the West capable of going on a run. The thing that I look at and say from a Rockets perspective, sure, Harden got his, but I love the distribution of the ball. I love the way we talked about they had to do something different than they are. But if that Eric Gordon, or just close to that Eric Gordon, shows up in the playoffs, they're a night and day better team. But you just don't. We talked about this. It's been a roller coaster since Gordon's been with the Rockets, of ups and downs and ups and downs. Boy, but when he gets going, he set a career high with 8 threes yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, when he scores 30-plus, they're tough to beat. And you just have to get more consistency out of Eric Gordon if you expect this team to go deeper into the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, they need consistent three-point shooting, because that was part of the problem. I mean, Boston just was unable to keep up last night as far as, you know, hitting their shots and knocking down threes.
Well, they were one for their first 13 from three.
I thought it was one for 10, but yeah, one for 13, something like that. That's not good. Not good at all. But you mentioned Portland and how there was so Rockets or Blazers at 4, Rockets at 5, Jazz at 6 have the best 10-game streak right now at 7-3. The teams in front of them, the Warriors, Nuggets, and Thunder. Warriors are 6-4 in their last 10. Nuggets 5-5 over their last 10. Thunder 5-5 over the last 10. So you can see it's starting to. I mean, they're coming back to the pack little bit. Not a lot. 6-4 isn't that big of a deal. But when you think about it, those three teams that just went 7-3 gained a game basically. On the Warriors.
Of those three teams, I totally expected, and we talked about this, without a superstar, Denver was going to, they're going to kind of level out a little bit.
Yeah.
Utah, still a good team, not a great team, but they have capabilities. You have to give the benefit of the doubt to OKC. They've played, I think, the last three or four without Paul George, and you can say that's a bad thing. Sure it is, but the good thing is, somehow because of it, Russell Westbrook is snapping out of his shooting slump. He went crazy in the fourth quarter yesterday to bring them back and win a game. Two deep threes, got the go-ahead basket, and that probably can help them more as they go forward to get the old Russell Westbrook back a little bit. But, yeah, you're right. I think you're starting to see the cream rise to the top. Everybody kind of level out a little bit, and everybody that's not the Warriors, and you were the one that mentioned it last week, Barry. The fact of the matter is, the Warriors get so complacent with just going through the regular season that they took a step back, lost back-to-back games in Orlando and Miami. Yeah,
6-4 over the last 10. When's the last time you can remember the Warriors losing 4 out of 10 games?
Good point.
And by the way, speaking of the Rockets, and you just mentioned how they're kind of rounding into shape, James Harden even talked about the fact that, hey, we're healthy and it looks like we're getting into playoff mode right now.
We're excited, like I just said, that everybody finally. Throughout the course of the year, we had a lot of guys in and out the lineup, so to finally get a mostly full roster besides Kenneth, it felt great. So we came out here, played well, and continue to keep this going.
Did you notice he also said it?
Yeah. Now, do you
think it's the weirdest thing? I don't know why. Like, Nick, you said it. Harden said it last night on Sports Sunday. Like, no one is even mentioning the fact that Shumpert has missed some games, too. What's going on there?
Can I give you my theory?
It's almost like
that?
When everyone just stopped talking about Anthony when they were like, we're moving on from Anthony. None of the players talked about it.
Here's my theory.
Okay.
They've given him a couple opportunities, okay?
Yeah.
D'Antoni has, the team has, but they know that this is crunch time getting ready for the playoffs. And at a certain point, you just got to cut bait and go, you know what? We've given you some looks. We've given you some opportunities. You got this mysterious knee injury between the last game before the break and the whole break and then missed two games. Then you got over that to come back and get a calf injury. Mm. And while you're on the floor in between all the injuries, you're not doing what you did in Sacramento, knocking down open, wide open corner threes and other things. You kind of go, hey, man, at a certain point, we got to cut our losses. Know that, hey, we're going to war with the guys that are going to be there, and maybe you're not one of those guys.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's eerily reminiscent of the Carmelo Anthony stay in Houston, right?
You can bookend the season with two of these situations. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's kind of weird, but, I mean, I think their core is fine, and I think rightfully so. You get Kenneth Freed back, and you feel like that's the big addition that you might be missing at this moment because Shumpert hasn't shown you enough, but... this is a team that, you know, are they gonna beat the Warriors? Are they gonna make a deep run? I don't know, but if they can get the three seed, I tell you what, I certainly think they can. They wouldn't have to face the Warriors in the second round, and that would be big.
Who they match up with and who they get is going to be paramount because of the fact that they don't want to see Oklahoma City too early, and you don't want a road where you got to get through OKC and the Warriors. You know, your road last year was pretty easy. You just breezed through Minnesota and Utah, and then you gave the Warriors all that they could ask for, and obviously with Chris Paul's hamstring. This year, you, based on everything you've been through, you're right. The three seed would be great because you don't want to end up having to go through, you know, a tough first-round matchup against a team that slides a little bit and then have to face both OKC and then the Warriors, or vice versa.
Totally agree. You know what else we can agree on? The fact that Vortex is Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. It is one of the hottest and best places to work out in the city of Houston. They're located at 1707 West Gray. Type that in your little map there on your phone and check it out. It's really easy to get to. They've got two types of classes there. You're not dealing with a gym with a bunch of weights and dudes that don't rack it, that are sweating and all nasty and hairy on the bench and they don't wipe it down and they're taking selfies in the mirror and they care more about what they look like than getting in shape. That's not how it works at Vortex. Man, it is so easy to get in a great workout in just 45 minutes. You show up, they've got lockers everywhere and some of the nicest locker rooms in this city by far. You put your stuff in your locker. You can even charge your phone on a USB port that's inside the locker. How cool is that? You put all your stuff in your locker, you lock it up, you go work out for 45 minutes, you're done, you leave. You can literally be in and out of the gym in less than an hour at Vortex. And don't forget, on the way out, stop by their refueling bar and get you a smoothie. You can order it in advance and it will be waiting for you after your class. They've got boxing and spin classes. That's what Vortex does. You can go box, you can do the spin class. Either one of them is an absolute outstanding full body workout, head to toe. You're not going to miss a thing. The athletes that train you are going to make sure that you don't quit and you get the best out of yourself every time at Vortex. Check them out right now. Their number is 281-501-3094. That's 281-501-3094. Or better yet, just go online to vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Knee deep in hour number 2, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Please appreciate you guys taking us wherever you may go on this Monday.
Yeah, from the text line real quick, only text that I have right now that we didn't get to is somebody texted the show and said, Nick definitely does have a hair trigger, so, which is also ironic because he doesn't have any hair, but he's got a hair trigger. So there's that.
Facts.
Well, you read one text.
Don't get mad at me.
You read one text.
Don't get mad at me. Hey, real quick, can I just give a shout out to a couple of my buddies and comics in town that helped write for me for this weekend?
Of course.
On the Houston Sports Show, Chris Rogers, Sun Tran, and Radu Bondar, our own Radu Bondar.
Nick loves that guy.
All on the writing staff, so to speak, for my segment on Houston Sports Show. Because it wouldn't have been as funny without them, so I am very appreciative for the work that all those guys put in to help me make me look funny, because God knows I need the help on TV. So appreciate
Nick,
those
Nick,
guys.
You love that guy, Radu.
Yeah, Nick's a big Radu guy. He's all in on Radu. He's a big fan of his.
Without question. Okay. So we were talking a little bit about the Rockets. Yep. We got that out of the way. Some other things.
Cougs.
And we got to get to that, too. From a Lakers perspective, I think it's time to cut the cord. Like, the shocking news that shouldn't be shocking to anybody was they're now going to scale back the Carmelo Anthony discussions. Yeah. I thought that was done weeks ago because they didn't get a deal done.
All I'm going to say is I'm not a guy that says I told you so. But I think I was the one
making the playoffs.
I was the one, even a week or two ago, when I told you guys this is over. This is done.
It's not a good look when you're 4.5 games behind the eighth spot, and there's what, 20 games or 19 games?
And you're 3-7 in your last 10, and you've lost two in a row. And yeah, you're losing to the Suns. Like, this is.
People will forgive you losing to the Bucks on Friday, but when you lose to the Suns on Saturday, it's pretty much looking like it's over.
And Kyle Kuzma said as much. He said, "We're losing to bad teams." He literally said that. And they asked, What can the Lakers do to become a better team? He's like, I don't know, but we're losing to very bad teams. So they know the situation. It's just kind of a surreal thing because you are the Lakers. You have the best player on the planet on your team, and you're still going to miss the playoffs. That's got to be tough to swallow if you're the Lakers.
4-9 in their last 13.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Awful.
Like, that's a big chunk of a season. And you went 4-9. That's not good.
Not at all. And the thing is the schedule, as difficult or as daunting as people had said it would be, again, because of the fact that you have LeBron and you have some pieces that have played well when they've all been together, you gave them a pretty fair shot at it. But to lose to the opponent, the level of play, and this is what makes that the Rockets loss look so bad.
Yeah.
Because you were dominating them right out of the gates out of All-Star break and ended up losing that game. You lost to a team that then subsequently has lost to the Pelicans and the Suns and pretty much everybody in between. You go, how do you let that happen? Because even yesterday, the one fear I had was when they were up 20-some points and I had Taylor with me and we were running some errands and we stopped into a store where the TV was on and I go, it's not over. And the guy was like, are you kidding? I'm going to change the channel. I go, okay. So we went and ran. We were getting some groceries and things. We came back to the TV. I go, what's the score? They're like, it's 8. Point game. I go, they just don't put teams away very well.
You're talking about the Rockets.
Yeah. For as good as they are at putting it on you and getting up by double digits, they don't hang on very well.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're going to throw a D party.
You see?
You don't want to be coming from behind.
Oh, I see what you did there. But see, if I'd have said that, there'd have been dong.
Every time I do a joke, man. Every time I do a joke now, Joel has to say, if I would have said that.
I'd have gotten hammered for that one.
And I'm the sensitive one on the show.
I'm facts. Every time. I'm all about facts.
Yeah, you are the sensitive one because all you do is bring up how sensitive you aren't.
No, I really don't.
That's how you know someone's sensitive.
You two are the ones that have been arguing for the first 2 years about who's more sensitive.
Why are you getting so angry right now?
I really don't
care. Why are you getting so angry?
You're just being annoying. That's what you're doing.
1-2, Nick. I don't know that your case holds water.
No. Yeah, see how this goes.
Don't make me start going back to the old shows and start playing how you two little girls were whining about who's sensitive.
I don't know. Let me see here. I don't know. He's going to turn my mic off again.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. The bark is what makes that sound bite.
Yeah.
The bark is what makes that sound bite.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Oh, I knew he was going to start playing them. That's why I put my phone down real fast. I was like, never mind. Hey. He wins that game every time. He definitely wins that game.
And speaking of little bitches, can I just say this? Overall, Kyrie Irving is a little bitch. I am so tired of this whole act that he's got going on. He went from, did you hear him? Even before the game started yesterday, he's walking in. He's got his pre-prepared meal in his hand or whatever that some chef made. He's walking in. He goes, I will be so glad when I don't have to play in the league anymore and have to deal with you guys all the time. Because the guy gets the camera, you know, as they come in from the loading dock.
Yeah.
So he was already salty. Then after the game, every single question he did the Arian Foster. He tried to make it within like a 3-word answer.
Wow.
Kyrie, what happened? Just got to play better. You guys had a really good second half, though. Didn't win the game. So we got to play better.
Jeez.
Everything was like that until the PR guy was trying to cut it short and the media was like, he's given us nothing. And it's like, you know what, man?
But
he's getting some of this from Kevin Durant, but you got to face the music. And you kept saying you wanted to be the leader of this team.
Yeah, you wanted to be the LeBron. You were tired. Yep. You wanted to be Batman. You didn't want to be Robin. Yep. Guess what? Guess what LeBron's having to do in L.A. as Batman? eat big old turd sandwiches in front of the media every single day, and he handles
he just did it.
And he handles it like a professional.
Yep.
And he says things like, if you're not ready for a playoff push, you're in the wrong city on the wrong team. That's what professionals do.
Absolutely.
When the chips are down. They step up and they be leaders. They don't whine and bitch about the job of being a leader. And, you know, you wanted this? It's a great point, Joel. You wanted it? It's yours. Take it. I will say this, though. You said the media is saying things like, he's not giving us nothing. I'm still of the belief, even though we might in some ways be considered media, which I don't think we are, but I'm still, he doesn't owe the media anything.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't, other than having to sit at the podium, he doesn't owe them explanations on anything. That would literally be like, what's the dude that always writes about, David Barron. He was like, why do you think you guys had some numbers that slumped in the middle part of the year? I don't have to tell you that. That's what we talk about it on the show. We handle it.
Okay, but here's the flip side of it. Because it's also the same players that when they got something good going on,
they want the media.
They want the media to give them the extra pub and get the word out for me and get the. So it's a give and take situation with the media and the player. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's my takeaway from all this too. If you're the Knicks, say he's looking at the Knicks. He's a New Jersey kid. He grew up near the big city. Say the Knicks are his number one destination now, because it looks like he's not going back to Boston, right? If he can't lead a Celtics team, but he's going to lead your team. And if you're Anthony Davis or someone else, do you want to go play with a second star or a star that's going to be that kind of leader?
Yeah, that shrinks.
Yep.
When it's time to not shrink. I mean, say what you want about the Lakers, but LeBron, I think he had 24. Again, he was a minus one on the floor, but he's playing his ass off.
Yep.
And he's handling it in the media, too. And you're right. Other stars look at that and think, man, he's got no backbone.
Here's the other thing to keep an eye on if you're a savvy NBA aficionado. Don't watch him. When he scores, watch the bench. I was watching last night on the comeback. They don't clap. They don't stand up. They're not getting into it. And that is the sure sign to me that that locker room has a definite disconnection.
That's a great point.
Yeah. So we'll see how that plays out. But I don't
think he's
going back
to Boston. I've seen that happen to James Harden here in Houston.
With Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
He sure did. No doubt about that. All right. We'll continue to roll on. We're at the midway point of the show. Before we hit the break, though, I do want to tell you again about Infuse Energy. Locally owned and operated company, Josh Pestikoff, make sure that his people reach out and make sure they are available for the customers of Infuse Energy and the potential customers. If you call their number, 844-INFUSE2, you can also log on to InfuseEnergy.com. But call them up, 844-463-8732. First thing you're going to notice, unlike the big energy companies, you're not going to get an automated system. You're going to get a human being, and they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, because they want to make sure that they pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your business? Is it for your family? And tailor make a program and a rate just for you. You can mention ESPN 97.5, and right off the top, you get a $25 bill credit, and then go from there. But they are going to be completely honest and upfront with you on everything that they're doing. That means that in the rare occasion that there's another energy company that can beat their prices, they're going to let you know, because they don't want to confuse or be obscure and try to deceive you. They want to be upfront with you so you remember that, hey, those guys were honest, and I want to deal with people that are honest, not trying to screw me over. That's what Infuse Energy is. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. I switched and saved thousands off my bill with my previous energy company over the last 2 years. You can too. Check them out, Infuse Energy, into your life.
This is ESPN 97.5.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God. Justice by the way.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, how we doing? We're back for the second half of the show. That means 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. The Cannon, a co-working ecosystem for Houston entrepreneurs, small businesses, and freelancers. It has just opened up their brand new location just west of the Galleria at 675 Bering. Offices start at just $900 a month, And all members of the Cannon Post Oak can also work out of our main campus space. Visit thecannonhouston.com/postoak for more information and to book a tour. That's thecannon.com/postoak for more information to book a tour. If you're looking for a place to set up a new office for a new business in Houston, that could be the place for you. There you go.
Nice.
How about that?
Yeah, you know, I just opened the Twitters. I haven't looked at it all day long.
Attaboy. Yeah. Gotta be attentive.
I don't feel like I missed much.
Well.
I'm looking.
Well, you didn't. Hey, if you're talking about KJ, that's daily.
Oh, hating ass KJ is on there. I don't even know what he said, but I'm sure it was hating. Clarence, I'm sure that was a Saints tweet. I don't need to read that. My guy Jermaine, I'll tell you what, there are a few people that have been more supportive of me in the last year than Jermaine. I gotta be honest. Jermaine has been very supportive, and I think in general that dude is supportive of everybody.
He's very supportive.
If you got
the show.
Something going on and you're an ESPN 97.5 guy, Jermaine is going to support you and have your back, and I think that that goes unnoticed sometimes. So shout out to Jermaine. And then I see Lance.
Until he writes an article and forgets our show.
Well, we got past that.
Yes, we did.
I said it. I told
you
him
did.
To his face. Yep. Hey, what the hell, bro? What's up with that?
I did the same.
And, yeah, so that's it. That's all. I don't see anything that really needed to be read on Twitter. Did you guys watch the Combine?
What are you,
how
nuts?
Much Combine did you watch? Huh?
What are you, nuts?
You didn't watch it?
Your boy Metcalf, though. I got all my buddies on Saturday going, dude, you guys should talk on your show. I go, do you listen? We did talk on our show about Mr. 1.6% body fat.
Yeah.
So slow your roll.
He apparently had a pretty decent 40 time. He killed it at all of the different. He was like top five overall combine stats, I guess. So, yeah, I didn't watch much combine. Didn't care.
I'll say this. I mean, there were some big numbers put up. As we've already alluded to on this show, it's going to be a very heavy defensive draft.
Yep.
Lots of talent. And the one thing that you're finding out is the depth. I mean, when you talk about a lot of the guys that you didn't expect to put up the numbers that they're putting up in terms of how fast they are, how strong they are, this is going to be a really big defensive draft. So that can help a lot of teams. Maybe the Texans, because they're saying there's a plethora of secondary help, which we know that they need.
Yeah.
So that might fall into their lap and play out. But when you see defensive linemen running sub 5.40s, that's just crazy. White, the linebacker from LSU, was at 4.3 and change.
That's crazy.
Lance said this morning that got him possibly into the top 10 as a linebacker running receiver speed? Wow. That's incredible, man. There are some big numbers. And you also feel very bad about the fact that the kid, the Ohio State receiver, was doing the bench press test.
Right.
Tore his pec.
Oh, damn.
So here's a kid that was hoping to get kind of middle round draft pick status. They thought he was quick, but he had some things to polish up. Now he does that, and even if he's ready to start the regular season, probably set him back so much that he's not going to get drafted. He's probably just going to have to be a free agent and hope somebody picks him up later.
God, that's horrible. Yeah. I was reading an article from that defensive end out of Florida who, what's his name? Polite? I don't know how to say his name. They said he had a horrible combine and that everybody was downing him and that he was probably slipping out of the first round for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And in the article, it said NFL.com's Lance Learline, another draft end. I was like, yeah, what? Yep, NFL.com's Lance Learline, another draft analyst, predicted that Polite will now fall out of the first round.
Ouch.
Sorry, Learline.
Jeez.
Sorry, Lance Learline, old double L's.
That's not nice at all.
He went from double rods to taking two L's. That sucks.
Ouch.
I tweeted it out. Of course, he didn't comment because he's big time being NFL TV guy.
Speaking of the Combine, too, this is one that I thought you would enjoy.
Go ahead, Joel Jank.
Thank you, Barry Hamanak.
Bamanak. You got to just two. You got to use the first name, first initial. Yeah.
Why don't you take Sharara on?
Nick Narara.
Okay.
There you go.
NFL draft prospect Chris Boyd said there was a team out there that asked him during the question and answer period if he had two testicles.
I mean,
do you have the balls to play NFL football? That's what they're really wanting to get down to. The footballs are important in this game.
I mean, I didn't know what you were doing there for a minute, and you were getting close to being gone.
I didn't, though.
But you pulled it off. That was a good one.
Thank you.
See, if I would have made that joke.
I see what you did there.
That's a weird question. Did they give context as to why? Like, was there a rumor that he was like a uniball or something?
So he says, one crazy question I can think of was, do I have both of my testicles? And I was like, yeah, I don't know why you got to ask. That's the one I can think of. He actually benched a position best 19 reps at the combine, but he didn't specify which team would ask such a question. North Carolina Charlotte guard Nate Davis said the other thing that was really weird was a team rebuffed his handshake at the start of their meeting, and instead the official from the team punched him in the chest, and he was like, you got a soft chest. And I was like, okay. And then we just kept going. That was probably the weirdest thing.
They were just testing him.
But they're putting their hands on these kids.
Yeah, you punched me, and that would be a different thing.
Uniball, though? Let's go back to that. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
So Tom Green has a uniball.
Yeah, maybe. What's
I've never heard.
Hitler had one, right?
There's also a eunuch. Have you ever heard of a eunuch?
Uh-uh.
That's a dude with no balls.
He's a eunuch?
No, not this guy. He has both. But a eunuch has no balls. I know a guy who is a stand-up comedian that's a eunuch. He has no balls, no testicles whatsoever. He can't do all the things the testicle guys do.
That's probably Juggalo Trey, because he always talks about how he's asexual. So he's probably...
It doesn't mean he's a eunuch. He still has balls.
Probably a eunuch if he's asexual. No. I think that's a fact. I think that's on the internet.
Because this guy lives a normal life. Like,
Google
he's got
it.
A girlfriend
Google
and everything. It. Trey doesn't live a normal life. Trey has his testicles. He's just a weird dude. Like, this guy is the most normal guy
ever.
How
do you know Trey has his testicles?
I'm just assuming. Well, maybe he doesn't. His voice is pretty high.
It's a very good point. You know what? I can't argue that.
You might be right. Maybe he is a eunuch, but the other guy is like normal dude. He's got a girl. They have sex. It's a normal thing. But yeah.
I like that term, eunuch.
Eunuch and
anytime
and
someone
uniball.
Aggravates me like Radu, I'm just going to say, you damn eunuch.
But Nick, the manimal and the Greek freak are fully equipped, right?
He just had to wedge that in there for you.
It's all good.
I will say this. I have a suspicion. I think I know who would ask that.
Who?
I know which team.
Who?
I mean, who else would want to see what he's packing? Mm-hmm. Packers.
Oh, stop it.
See how I did that? Bam!
Stop it.
Oh!
Professional. See, if I'd have done that.
Professional joke writer.
See, if I'd have done that, I'd have stepped all over. Never mind.
Of course they want to know what you're packing.
Now, here's another one. Do you guys feel like in any way, shape, or form, your ability to stare makes you an NFL player? The Seattle Seahawks, for the second straight year, asked a player to hold a gazing stare for 15 to 16 seconds.
Could you do that?
I think I could. But this year, they did it to Kentucky cornerback Lonnie Johnson. Last year, they did it to the punter. They asked the punter, and he said, I had to see how long I could stare without blinking. I had a couple of attempts. I tried a few techniques, looking away from the light, trying to block any sort of wind coming into the eyes. It was the weirdest process.
I wonder how long you could stare without blinking. I don't think I've ever tried that. Are you going to try it right now? We got to time it, though. Don't.
I mean, Raheel was like rubbing his thumb for like 3.5 minutes, and he didn't even budge, Joel. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. When they did the ball and socket out there.
Yeah, when you were
filming
it,
Barry. I'm sure Joel would be great at that.
Yeah, I did film it, and you're welcome still to this day for deleting
that. Yeah, I appreciate that.
You would have been on TMZ.
I would have. There were some off-the-cuff things that were mentioned off the air.
There were some inappropriate things said. Let's see. Do you want to do this real quick and see how long you can stare? I have a feeling that you can't make it past 10 seconds. Ready?
Wait, you want to bet?
Look, you're at 3 seconds. You can't blink. Don't you do it. Joseph, why are you... You're going to strain your eyes by making it wider.
Why are you worried about it? As long as I cover the allotted time, why are you worried about it?
I don't know, but I don't want you to
You just blink.
Oh, yeah.
How many times
staring.
Are you going to go?
I'm going to blink a lot.
What time are we at?
I'm trying to make you blink.
Because I'm way past 10 seconds.
Is it hurting right now?
No.
It's not?
Not at all.
You're at 22 seconds,
keep
bro.
Going, big boy. I'm with the Seahawks next year.
This is wild. You're almost at 30 seconds. Joel Blank is not human. That's where we're at right now. He's not. This is hurting. Why are you making the face with it? You guys.
That's a blink. No, I did not, because it didn't go all the
That's
way down.
A blink.
The lid shuttered, but it did not go down.
It didn't go all the way down.
The lid did not. I hammered it. Everything you wanted me to do, I hammered him.
38 seconds without blinking, bro. That's
awesome.
It was
still going.
No, that counts as a blink.
Oh, stop it. I was doing my
did
Texas
hurt?
Hammer. No.
Did it hurt?
Not at all.
That was good, because you got to like almost 40 seconds.
I'm a Seahawk. No,
damn,
I'm not.
You're like a... an owl or a frog. What are those? What are things that don't blink?
Oh, I don't know.
Like a frog or something? There's an animal out there that doesn't blink.
I don't think owls do very much.
I was waiting for you to lick your eye, just like a lizard. Just like, well, I'm not going to blink, but I got to moisturize up there.
That would be other talents. I'm not doing that.
Hey, guys, right now I want to tell you about this new app I'm using. It's called Get Upside. This app is outstanding. It's totally free to download, so make sure you go out and grab it from your app store and whatever your phone app store is, whether it's iTunes or Google Play. Download it. Get Upside is the name, and put in promo code Barry. B-A-R-R-Y is the promo code, because that's going to save you extra money once I tell you what Get Upside does. Because what Get Upside does is it gets you cash back on the things you buy, like gas and food. Put in promo code Barry, because I want you to get extra savings on gas. Right now, just as a regular old user of Get Upside, I can get up to 25 cents a gallon at over 500 gas stations around town. Up to 25 cents a gallon is a lot of money. But if you use promo code Barry, you'll get even more savings and cash back on your first fill up. My wife got 30 cents when she put in my promo code on the Get Upside app on her first fill up. It's worth it. Trust me. Look, if someone walked up to you while you're pumping gas and was like, hey, here's $4, here's $5, would you tell them no? Of course you wouldn't. You're leaving money at the pump if you're not using Get Upside. And you're also leaving money at the counter if you're not using Get Upside during lunch or dinner, because they've got hundreds of restaurants around town where you can get cash back up to 35%. How cool is that? I might grab some Wendy's tomorrow and get me a little cash back. You do that four or five times a week, you get a free lunch out of that. Get Upside is the name. Promo code Barry is the way to get extra savings on your first fill up. I want you to do that. I don't want you to leave money at the pump, and I don't want you to leave money at the register at the fast food places you eat at. They've also got Cyclone and Aya's and Popeyes and Burger King. Guys, what are you waiting for? Go download the app, put in promo code Barry, get cash back. Thank me later.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, covering a lot of ground in the first hour plus of the show.
Clayton Sutherland said, more like Joel Blink, am I right? It's pretty good.
One of my nicknames in college.
Joel Blink?
Was Blink.
Really?
Yeah, well, my best friend Doug used to call me Blink all the time, but nice. Only because he just liked to distort people's last names.
No, he would just mess them up on purpose. Yep. Gary Cooper said, snakes have no eyelids. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, snakes and fish don't blink.
Fish don't blink?
Yeah, they don't have eyelids.
I thought goldfish blinked.
Yeah, I think fish blink.
Fish don't blink. There's a lot of
you
fish
Googled
that. Don't
that.
Blink.
You Googled yeah, I think that. Guppies you totally blink. Googled. There's no way you knew that.
That's
on your
exactly
own.
Why I'm telling you, dummy. It's because I Googled it.
Dummy.
I know. He's so aggressive.
Jeez. Yeah. You're so angry.
I don't know
all the
why
time.
You're so aggressive. We're all just trying to be nice to each other and have a good time.
That's what it is.
Here comes old hating ass Nick.
Man. Yep, you know me.
Just hammering people.
Gosh. Be nice. What is the likelihood? This is from the text line. What is the likelihood the Texans keep Matthew and over Clowney? Well, Clowney signed his. He's been tagged. He's been tagged. So I think now they're on to Tyrann Matthew.
Yeah, and the thing is, Matthew gave you a good deal, 1 year, $7 million.
Yeah, now you got to pay.
But he's already come out there on Twitter and other and social media and said, look, it's time to get paid. It's time to get that long term deal, and he's not giving any more bargains. And on that front, I think a lot of people kind of miss this, but on Instagram, fans were asking questions of Kareem Jackson. He led the people to believe on one of his answers, there's like a 99% chance he ain't coming back to the Texans next year.
Well, and honestly, I wouldn't be totally upset if either of those guys walked, depending on who you got to replace them.
But if Jonathan Joseph's back and Kareem is the guy that walks... I don't think that's an upgrade anywhere. Now, I'll tell you what, on the just so that you guys don't all get upset, I'll give you the bright side of things. There's discussions out there that the Texans are looking to trade Kevin Johnson, and people were interested. God help them, but if they're interested, take him now.
No doubt. If you can move Kevin Johnson, I am all for that. I am definitely all for that. But there are plenty of options out there. At safety and at cornerback on the free agent market. I mean, as well, you can explore that in the draft if you want to take that chance again. But, I mean, you've got Claiborne from the Jets. You've got Ronald Darby.
Well, please tell me about the Eagles. One guy. You know who I like. I don't care.
Earl Thomas.
Him too. And if you don't want Earl Thomas, you want a little younger version, Landon Collins. Go get either one of those two guys. If you're the Texans, you've done well.
Yeah. But there are a ton of options out there. At both positions that the Texans can look at it from a free agent perspective. Trey Boston, the safety out of Arizona. So don't sleep on that fact. I mean, your boy Breland, another one out of Packers.
Rashawn Breland.
Yeah, yep. Rashawn Breland, yep. Cornerback.
Clinton Dix is a free agent.
Yep.
I wouldn't be mad if any
McCourty of the Patriots. I mean, it just the list goes
he ain't
on and
going
on.
Anywhere.
But no, but I mean, the list goes on and on as far as free agents that you can make a run at. So I wouldn't be too concerned if a guy like Kareem Jackson walked.
Here's
a little
the thing.
Older, a lot longer in the tooth.
I mean, I don't care who walks. It's how you replace them.
Right.
So if you can find an adequate replacement. By the way, little sidebar, Earl Thomas, and I know he's always talked about going to the Cowboys. Earl Thomas loves the Rockets. And he used to go to a lot of Rockets games. And so if the Cowboy thing doesn't work out, because we've already talked about all the contracts that they got to try and get in order for all their guys that are approaching free agency or right now free agents, hey, if you can't go to Dallas, why not come to Houston, play with a really good defense?
Yeah.
And boy, you're talking about the guy that was the king of the Legion of Boom in my mind. Put Earl Thomas on the backside of that Texans defense. Whew, you ain't hurting yourself.
Boy,
I can tell you that.
If you replaced Tyrann Mathieu with Earl Thomas, I would not be upset with that. I
totally agree with that.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. So it'll be interesting to see as we now get into the new year. Obviously, the first rumor was that once it gets started that Nick Foles will be a Jaguar, and then we go from there. But this is the fun time of the year for the NFL as we get ready for the draft and people start signing free agents. Brian Gaines got his hands full, but at least he's got some money to play with, all of his draft picks, and hopefully he can do some things to improve this team.
I hope so. I'm not going to be a hater. I'm going to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. He managed to get rid of Brock Osweiler in that contract, so we'll see how it goes. Oh no, Rick Smith did that. That's my bad. I'm giving him too much credit.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah. So we'll see. But look, it's a better position than they were a year ago when they were watching the Cleveland Browns draft all the guys that they could have had.
Yeah, that's the thing. They got three picks is it three in the first two rounds?
Two
rounds, so that's not bad. And then you got money to play with in free agency. This should be a much better team next year.
I agree.
I mean, they should be a better team next year
on paper. They should line up to be a much better team. And again, it's just how Brian Gaines able to juggle the free agency and all the draft picks, because you got a lot of money for that. And as we said, and Lance is the big staunch supporter of this, to get offensive linemen, you got to draft them and nurture them. And if they're good, you keep them. So I would assume that they're going to go heavy on offensive line. Draft-wise and free agent otherwise.
Well, and again, I pulled up this thing that had all the free agents, and they started grading all the free agents, and I just filtered out cornerbacks, safeties, and linemen, and there's plenty to be had in free agency. And so I don't know where you stand, but I wouldn't mind getting a couple of young linemen that you feel like might be your future, because you've got a young quarterback as well. But I think, too, there's something to be said for grabbing some veterans that might be able to make contributions, either at guard or right tackle or whatever.
And again, depending on the price, because you don't want to overpay like Nate Solder a year ago, but you also don't want to underpay hoping that a guy who underachieved can kind of find his stride, because you can't experiment.
That's what they've been doing.
Yeah, they've been doing that, and you can't experiment with a guy like Deshaun Watson.
Nope.
You've got to protect him because he is your future.
And you got to get it right. I mean, let's face it, you have to get it right.
And the other thing we got to consider is, based on a lot of people that have been underachieving, if they do want to make a big splash in free agency or they do need more money, there are guys out there that they can cut ties with that can save them some cash, i.e. Whitney Mercilus.
Yeah.
I.e. some guys like, if they're going to look to do something with running back, Lamar Miller, maybe Kareem. You know, those are the kind of guys that you look to and say, hey, maybe you take from one pot so that you can add to another, and that's when you can start exploring Le'Veon Bell or otherwise. So we'll see.
You guys know I'm a big fan of Mike Leach, mainly his sound bites.
Yep.
He has another gem for us, and he was being interviewed by a gentleman. What's his name? Warren Sharp, I believe. Or maybe Warren was just watching the interview. I don't know who the hell he was interviewed by. Doesn't matter, because again, we get another gem from Mike Leach. He was asked about halftime reporters, and he talked about having a strategy on how to evade halftime reporters heading into the locker room. He says he's pretty good at it. Check this out.
The sideline reporters, and I've gotten where I'm fairly artful at it. The sideline reporters, I'll see them out of the corner of my eye. And the ones that have cumbersome, you know, like if it's a guy and they got big old clunky shoes, or if it's a female and she's got high heels that'll stick in the field. So out of the corner of my eye, I'll see them coming. Okay, then I'll veer over here where there's a pile of people. Then I'll see him start to close in, so I'll pick up the pace. Okay, and so, and I have an unofficial, if I get to the threshold of the locker room, they're out too bad, so sad, you don't get it. We're no conversation. Okay, however, if they catch me, I'm a good sport. And I'll say a few words, but keep in mind my mind's elsewhere. And then they'll say, what do you got to do this half? Score more points than they do. How do you think your defense played if the other team just scored? Horrible. What do you think your offense needs to do? Score. Yeah, I mean...
Don't get me started, because that sounds like other people that we know in the broadcasting world.
That dude, like, literally broke it down, like, I see him coming, and then I veer to a pile of people. Like, it's a football play. Like, I can see him on a chalkboard designing this. Now, look, now I'm going to need these coaches to set up a wedge, like a kickoff, so I can get behind it. And he's like, no, once I get to the threshold of the locker room, uh-uh, you don't get an interview. That dude is so funny.
Yeah, because I've always wondered that, like, the female sideline reporters that dare to wear high heels on turf. Some of those fields. Yeah.
They're out there aerating it.
Yeah, on the natural grass fields,
yeah,
you could blow a tire and leave a shoe.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, hey, 2 hours in, it's flying by. Still got 60 minutes on the clock, so time for you to get in on the show. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. The final hour is right around the corner. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.